大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学九级系列《王子婚礼与平民爱情》。Both couples are well on course for the big day, and their thoughts are beginning to turn to their future beyond the wedding day as husband and wife. So what is the biggest challenge for Kate as the future queen and Jennifer as the future Mrs. Langrish? Well, today we come to chapter 8 in our story, in which we discuss planning for the future. 今天是我的第八个故事，憧憬未来。
A royal romance, an everyday love story.
王子婚礼与平民爱情。
From BBC Learning English.
凯特说呀，他不会马上开始王室职责的，但是他肯定会成为媒体关注的对象，面临很多压力。以下是他接受 BBC 记者 Tom Bradby 的采访录音剪辑，请你边听边思考两个问题：第一，威廉为什么等了这么久才决定结婚的？第二，凯特愿意学习新角色吗？Tom 首先问 William， 他是否很注意保护凯特 ，protective of Kate。
Massively so, of course. You know, her and her family. I really want to make sure that they have the best sort of guidance and chance to see what life's been like or what life is like in the family. And that's kind of almost why I have been waiting this long, is I wanted to give her a chance to see and to back out if she needed to before it all got too much. Because you know, I'm trying to learn from lessons done in the past, and I just wanted to give her the best chance to settle in and see what, you know, what happens the other side.
And I'm also glad that I've had the time to sort of to grow and understand myself more as well. So
does that mean I've
done hopefully well? to a good job, yes.
We're hugely excited, and it's, you know, we're looking forward to spending the rest of our times, you know, the rest of our lives together, seeing what the future holds.
I don't know the ropes really. William was obviously used to it, but no, I'm willing to learn quickly and work hard. And
Should do really well.
Yeah.
Would do very well.
Yes. Well, I really hope I can make a difference, you know, even in the smallest way. I'm looking forward to helping as much as I can.
BBCUKChina.com.
That was William and Kate. 现在请你核对两个问题的答案。第一，威廉为什么等了这么久才决定结婚的呢？因为他想给凯特足够的时间来感受一下王室的生活究竟是什么样的，以免凯特改变主意想退出去 back out。 第二，凯特愿意学习新角色吗？是的，他说他愿意努力和快速的学习。 Just like Kate and William, our other regular couple Jennifer and David are also planning their future. 早些时候我把他们两位请到了 BBC 的演播室。As we heard, Kate sees some challenges, but also she's looking forward to playing a new role in the royal family. In your case, how do you envisage your future as a wife to a husband or husband to a wife?
I think we're definitely looking forward to taking that next step in our relationship. I think for both of us, I think hopefully children will play a part in that.
Really?
So hopefully children will play a part in that. I think it's a big statement of commitment for us to get married, but it takes more than just getting married to keep a relationship going, and I think just continue to, you know, enjoy each other, and you know, that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
It will bring us a seriousness to and a commitment to one another, I think, and to our families and to our friends. It feels really important to me now. I didn't think it would feel this important. I'm talking about name changes and things like that, which aren't as important, but they still seem quite symbolic. So I think we'll continue as we are, but I think we understand that we'll now need to know that you have to work at things so that we stay together for the rest of our lives.
Are you, Jenny, going to change your name to Mrs. Langrish?
Yes, I think so. I decided that the other day, actually.
She's been practising her signatures.
I haven't really.
Today's phrases.
今天的重点词语是吸取过去的教训 To learn from lessons done in the past.
Trying to learn from lessons done in the past. And
要保持住两人之间的关系，仅仅结了婚是远远不够的。It takes more than just getting married to keep a relationship going.
It takes more than just getting married to to keep a relationship going, and I think
共度余生 to stay together for the rest of their lives.
We'll now need to know that you have to work at things so that we stay together for the rest of our lives.
I think all married couples would agree that it does take more than just getting married to keep a relationship going. Both husband and wife have to learn the ropes together and learn lessons from the past to ensure that they stay happily together for the rest of their lives. But before all that, the wedding day itself is the most important day in a relationship. In our final chapter next week, we look at the big day. 下周是我这套爱情系列的最后一章，两个婚礼 Two weddings. Bye for now.